Okay, so good morning. We are continuing with the Daf Yomi. Today's class is Daf Kaf Zayin. Today's class will be for the Refuah Shleima of all the Chonim. Or Bichladam, Chaim Da, Merachah Mechad Nishan, Arav Shalom Ben Shamsi, and the Mechad Nakam Rifka, Sarah Ben Meir, Shalom Ben Sarah David, Merachah Yifah, Vedar Rifka, Ben Nakam Rifka, Vedar Sarah Ben Sarah Fahim, Adam Hashem, Merachah Nafi, Ben Miriam, Yabed Dama Nifah, Chaya, Sarah Sefer, Ben Chamechah Nas, Simcha Ben Makam, Miriam, Ben Chibrit, Ben Miriam, אני אליה נו בדנו מלכה לסתר את המאה, סבך הנעד גבר גיטה בברכה, דנו מן הסבס הרם נדיע, עקב בן תמר מלכה, לשבא בן נטר בן נפה, יוסף בן דבורה, שמר שם פנינה, יוסף בן יפה, דניה בן דינה, שמחה בן נאה, פרן מנה, מרגדי בדק ושם גדלו גדלו, אלינה וגבר מרים, גבר לשבא בן החמחנה, מכה בד אסתר, ולהבדיל לדעו נשמע דוד בן נדיע, בן אמין בן יצחק, דלעו 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 שמעון משעון בן עמק המדן, בועז בן אברהם דינה בת אהרון, תמר ברכה, בת אברהם. Second line at the top of the page on Kaf Zayin. Ika de Amre. Some say what we said yesterday, the story we said we were trying to prove, right? We said in our Mishnah that if, let's say, you have a case of someone whose wife was taken in, let's say she was taken imprisonment, and the reason was alide mamon, was because of monetary. Let's say the man, the husband, owed money, so they took the wife as a collateral or something of the sort. Then we said if she returns back to her husband, we assume she did not sleep with the goyim biratzon, with will. Whereas if she was taken, let's say she was held up to a death sentence and she became very scared, we're afraid that maybe she was nitratzta, she was like appeased to sleep with one of the goyim, and therefore her coming back to her husband would be forbidden. So not, and then we said that the case of monetary is only when the Jewish people are stronger than the goyim. But when the goyim are stronger than Am Yisrael in a certain place and a certain period of time, then even in a monetary law, if the wife was taken, we'd be worried that she slept with the man and then she would not be able to return to her husband. Ikadamri, some say, Amar Rava, Af Anan Nami Tanina. We also taught, Heid Rabbi Yosei HaKohen, he testified, Rabbi Zechariah bin HaKatzav, and Rabbi Zechariah, the son of the Katzav, of the slaughterer, Al Bat Yisrael Shehurhana B'Ashkalon, on a girl who was taken as a collateral in Ashkelon. And when she returned, she was from a family of Kohanim, when she returned, the family didn't want to take her back. And the witnesses are testifying that she did not do anything. She didn't go in seclusion, she didn't do anything. And the Chachamim say, if you believe that she was even taken to begin with, then you should believe us that we are testifying that she did not do anything. But if you do not believe our testimony that she did not do anything, then don't believe that she was even taken to begin with. So the Gemara says, "V'ha Ashkelon da'ayde mamon hava." We know that this case in Ashkelon was a case of monetary law. V'ta'ama, and the reason the edim me'idinota, the reason why we believe that she is, let's say, for example, she's kosher, is because she has witnesses who are testifying for her. Whereas, ha en edim me'idinota lo, if she did not have witnesses testifying in her behalf, then we would not believe that she is kosher. So what can you infer from this? You can infer this is against our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said that by monetary law, we don't have to worry, right? We don't have to worry in a case of monetary law because we're not afraid that they're going to sleep with her. They're going to be afraid to sleep with her. So therefore, she will come back and she will be permitted. Now we're saying, no, it's only if she has witnesses will she be permitted. If she didn't have witnesses, we assume even by a monetary law that she would be forbidden. Why is that the case? So the Gemara says, my love, loshna hurhanav, loshna nechbisha. He says, not saying that it does not make a difference whether it was hurhana, whether she was taken as, let's say, a collateral, or she was imprisoned, and so this proves, and actually in Ashkelon, we know that Ashkelon, we saw in the previous Amud, that Ashkelon was actually where the goyim were stronger than Am Yisrael. And what did we say in our Gemara? We said in a place where the goyim are stronger than Am Yisrael, then by a case of mamon, we would view that even without witnesses, the woman's case is forbidden, right? The way I think Rashi explains it over here, that this Mishnah is a proof that in a place where the goyim are stronger than Am Yisrael, a woman who is, let's say, imprisoned because of monetary laws is forbidden to her husband, right? That's what our Mishnah taught, and this is it sounds like it's a support to that Mishnah, right? So, let's see right here. See, there's a Rashi over here. One second. Nechbesha. No, there's no Rashi. See, is that nothing? Here. So Rava's understanding that there's no difference between a woman who was, let's say, taken as collateral, or a woman who was taken as a thing, as imprisonment. So this is supporting, if you go back to the previous Amud, the opinion of Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, is what he's trying to say, that if the Goyim are stronger than Am Yisrael at the time, it sounds like, in monetary law, we would be afraid that they slept with her, right? Because the only reason we're not worried in this case is because there's witnesses. But if there were no witnesses, then what would we say? We'd be worried that he slept with her. So you see there's support to what Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak says. So the Gemara comes and says, no. Lo, hurhana shane. No, the case of hurhana, of a woman being taken as collateral, is a completely different case. It's not the same case as a woman was taken as imprisonment, and someone who was taken as a prison imprisonment against her will is not considered the man, the goyim's property, and so therefore, when she comes back to her husband, the imprisoned woman, she would be permitted to her husband. Ika de rami la mirma. Some say this as a contradiction. Tnan, it was done in Mishnah, al yedei mamon muter lebala. If it was a monetary case, and she comes back now after being taken, she is permitted to her husband. Or minu, we have a contradiction. Heid Rabbi Yosei vechulei, the whole case of Rabbi Yosei, the Gemara says, veha ashkalon, da al yedei mamon, in Ashkalon, the case was a monetary law. Vekatani ta'ama de edim me'idim ota. And we said the reason why she's permitted is because she has witnesses. Ha, en edim me'idim ota. If you do not have witnesses, lo. Then she would not be permitted. So what does this sound like? This sounds like only because she has witnesses. Right? That's why she would be permitted. But if, let's say, she didn't have witnesses, so regardless if she was imprisoned because of monetary law, we would have thought that, hey, she's imprisoned because of monetary law, and the goyim in Ashkelon were stronger than Am Yisrael, so then why do we even need witnesses? Meaning, without witnesses, we would have thought to say that she would be forbidden. Right? So the Gemara says, we would answer, Amarav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, meaning it sounds like, hold on, so this part sounds like a little bit contradictory on our Mishnah. Right? Our Mishnah said by monetary law, no matter what, she is muteret lebala. She would come back to her husband. Over here it sounds like no. If there are witnesses, she's muteret lebala. If there are no witnesses, we would assume she's forbidden. So how can you explain that? This is against our Mishnah. That's what it's saying. So the Gemara says, Umishane, we answer, Amarav Shmuel bar Yitzchak, he said, Lok lakasha, it's not difficult. Kan shiyad Yisrael takifa alavdei kochavim. One case is when the Jews are stronger than the Goyim. When the Jews are stronger than the Goyim, then we're not worried by a case of monetary law. And you don't even need witnesses. Whereas kan shiyad avdei kochavim takifa alatzman, when the Goyim are stronger than Am Yisrael, then we need witnesses, even by monetary law, in order to prove that she is permitted. Okay, then we said in our Mishnah, al-yedei nefashot asura v'chulei, asura lebala, right? If it was by a death sentence or a murder case, then she would be asura, she would be forbidden to come back to her husband. Amar Rav, kegon nashe gen nave, like the wife of a thief, right? A wife of a thief, Rashi says, sheba'alehen nitalin v'derech ha-malchut lahafkir beitam anashehem. You know, it's the way of the government to permit their wives and the family to be hefker, to be ownerless, and them to go do whatever they want. So you can understand that in that type of case, the wife would probably have slept with one of the goyim. Ve'levi Amar, Levi says, Kegon Ishtosha Ben Dunai. No, it's talking about the wife of Ben Dunai. Who was this? He was a murderer. The Rashi says, it's a Gemara from, I guess, Sota. It says, Elazar Shemo. His name was really Elazar. But he disagrees with the case of the wife of the Genavim, of the thieves. He says, no, it's specifically like a wife of a murderer, like Ben Dunai. Amar Chizkiya, vehu shenigmar dinan lahariga. That's only if their din had been already finished for a death sentence, or a death penalty. But Riochanan Amar, Riochanan says, aval bishet lo nigmar dinan lahariga. Even though their din was not necessarily finished for the death penalty, they would still be, meaning the husbands of these women were actually sentenced to death. Rabbi Yochanan saying, even if the husbands were not sentenced to death, we would still believe that the wife went and did something, and they would be forbidden to come back to the husband. Okay, new Mishnah. Ir shekevashua karkom kol hakohanot shenimtzau betocha pesulot. That if you have a city that you had, let's say, a siege, an army come in and they siege the whole city. So all of the kohanot, all of the women who are kohanim that are in that city are considered pesulot. They're pesul now. V'im yesh lain edim afilu eved afilu shucha hare elu ne'emanin. And if they have a witness that they didn't do anything, even if it's a slave or a maidservant, doesn't matter. They would be believed. Ve'ein ne'eman adam al yedei atzmo. But a person cannot be believed about himself to say, oh, I didn't do anything. That doesn't count. So the Gemara says, "Urminu." We have a contradiction. Baleshet sheba'a le'ir. If let's say you have a another, like an army, sort of, that came to a city, Bishat Shalom, if it was a time of peace, Chaviot Petuchot Asurot, the open barrels are Asura. Why? Because we're afraid they're Yain Nesech. Stumot, the closed barrels, Mutarot, those are permitted. Whereas Bishad Milchama, if it was a time of war, Elu ve'elu mutarot, both of the barrels would be permitted, lefisha'in p'nai le'nasech, because at a time of war, the goyim would come into the city, don't have time to go and do yain nesech, so therefore the barrels would all be permitted. But what do you see from this? How can you come and say that, oh, the wives, if a city was sieged, all the kohanim are asurot,
yeah.
If it's a time of siege, war, the goyim don't have time to come and sleep with the women, so why would they be asurot? They're not going to have any time to sleep with the Jewish woman. The Gemara says, Amar of Mari, leave all yesh p'nai, lenasech ein p'nai. To sleep with the women, there's enough time. But to do yai nesech, there's not enough time. I think the explanation over there, I mean, I don't think it takes longer to do yai nesech than it does to go and sleep with the woman, or the Jewish woman. I think the explanation there is, the desire of a man, is much more to sleep with a woman than to do yain nesech. So therefore, that would be much easier with the extra time that he has, right? It's actually a big musar, because a person with his extra little time that you have, you can decide what you do with that extra time. They say about Rav Shlomo Zalman, I think it was Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach, if I'm not mistaken, that one time he made a siyum of shas. He finished shas many times, but one time he made a siyum. So his wife asked him, he said, what's so special about this time? He said, this time I finished shas from the 5-minute intervals that I had extra. I was sitting on the bus, I read, I was walking, someone was waiting for me, I read an extra 5 minutes. He learned shas little by little, with those extra few minutes. He finished shas with those extra few minutes. That's how he did it. So he said, this is a very special time. You take extra, those extra times you take advantage of. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Elazar Mishmei Dechizkiya Amar, he says, Kan Bekarkom Shel Otam Malchut, Kan Bekarkom Shel Malchut Acheret. So the difference is, if it's a, this is the second answer, if let's say it's an army that is from that same, kingship, from that same town, right? Rashi says, if it's from that same town, that same kingship, they're not going to come and try to, kill the city. What are they going to try to do? They're going to come and take over the city, and they're going to guard the city and not kill anybody, and not do anything into anyone in the city, and just take taxes from everyone in the city. Whereas if it's a army that is not, is going to attack a different kingdom, a different city that has nothing to do with them, then they would kill the city. So the difference is if it's their city or their kingdom or not their kingdom. If it's their kingdom, we're not worried that the kohanot would be pesulot. Whereas if it's another kingdom, we would be worried. Okay. The Gemara says, "Shel otam malchut nami." Even if it's their own kingship, iefshar delo arak chad minayu. What? We're not. You don't think one person is going to get by one of the guards, and he's going to go and do something with one of the kohanim, his wives, one of the women of the kohanim? So the Gemara says, "Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, kishemishmarot ro'od zo etzo." He says, no, it's talking about a case where the guards are standing in places in the city that each guard can see one another. So if, let's say, someone gets by one of the guards, the next guard will see this person who got by them and will not allow them to get to one of the women. The Gemara says, "Iyavshar delo naima murporta." It's impossible someone doesn't doze off for a minute. If one of the guards dozes off for a minute, someone will get by and they'll go and sleep with one of the kohanims, one of the kohanot. Amar Rabbi Levi, kigon de mehadarla de mata shushilta vekalba vegavza veavza. What did they surround the city with? They surround the city with chains, with dogs, with spikes, and with the geese. That if anyone were to pass the guards, all of these would be stopped, like obstacles to not allow the person to get to the kohanot. And so therefore the kohanot would not be forbidden in a case where it would be the kingdom of someone's army. Right? It's their own army that come in to just take over that city. Okay, Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Zavda, Pligi Bar Rabbi Yehuda Nesi'av Rabbanan. This is a machloket. Chad Amar Kan Bekarkom Shel Otam Malchut, Kan Bekarkom Shel Malchut Acheret. One opinion says the difference is if it's talking about their own kingdom or another city's kingdom. If it's their own kingdom, they're not going to come and take advantage of the women. Whereas if it's another city's kingdom, they would take advantage. Vela Kashyan. It's not difficult. Le Velo Midi. There's no difficulty whatsoever. That's the explanation. Vechad Kashyale Kolhane. And one of the opinions has all of these things that we just brought difficult to him. Umeshane, and he responds, Kegon de mehadar le de matash shushilta vekalba vegavza veavza. He surrounds the city with chains, dogs, spikes, and geese in order to prevent people from getting to the kohanot. So either way you go, two different answers, how they would prevent the people to get to the kohanot to make them pesulot in certain situations like that. Okay, Amar Rav Idi bar Avin, Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Ashian. If there is one hiding spot, then we assume that what? The Kohanim, the women Kohanim, they Kohanot, they went into these hiding spots and they would be saved. And so therefore we're not worried that the Kohanot did something in this time where the Goyim came and took over. So the Gemara says, "Bai Rabbi Yirmiyah, I have a question. Eina machzeket ela achat mahu. What if this hiding spot only can fit one woman? What do we say then? Do all of the women except for one are asura? How does it work? Mi amrinan kol chada v'chada haynuha. Do we say that each woman went into this one hiding spot at different times and therefore they were all saved? Or dilmar, perhaps, lo amrinan, we would not say that. So the Gemara says, umay shna mishne shevilin. Why is this any different? Then we have a Gemara. The Gemara talks about these two different roads, right? There's a Gemara, I think it's a Mishnah actually in Taharot, but it's also a Gemara in Masechet Pesachim. The Gemara brings down, if you have two roads, echad tameh ve'echad tahor, one is pure, one is impure, one is pure. Ve'alach ve'echad mehen, someone goes on one of them, ve'asa taharot, and he touched his taharot, his tahor foods. Ve'uba chavero ve'alach v'sheni, and his friend went on the other road, ve'asa taharot, and he also touched his taharot. Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rabbi Yehuda says, im nishal zeh b'fnei atzmo, v'zeh b'fnei atzmo, if this one was asked alone, and this one was asked alone, tehorot sheneem, they are both considered they are both considered pure. Shenehem ki achat, if they came and asked together, hey, what's the deen? Are we tahor? Are we tameh? Then tameot. In that case, they would be tameh. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yose says, Rabbi Yose Omer, benkach, ubenkach, tameh'in. Rabbi Yose says, no way. No matter what, one of them has to be tameh, right? One of them went on the tameh path. Ve'amar Ravan, Rava says, ve'item Rabbi Yochanan, he says, bevat achat, if it was together, divrei hakol tameh'in. Everyone agrees together if they came, they would obviously be tameh. Bezeh achar zeh, if it was one after another, they came to ask, divrei hakol tehorim. Everyone agrees they are tahor. What's the machloket? Lo nechleku ela bevat lishael alav ve'al chavero. The question is, if they come to ask about himself and about his friend, what's the deen? Mor meramele lebat achat, lebevat achat. Rabbi Yose says that this is considered like coming together, and so therefore they would be considered tameh. Umor medamele lebaze achar zeh, and Rabbi Yehuda would say that no, this is really considered like them coming one after another, and so therefore this would really only be, they would be tahor. And the Gemara says v'ahacha nami, and so too in our case. Kevan de sharelu lekulu, since we're permitting all of the women, the Kohanim women, kebat achad dameh, it is considered like all of them coming together, and we know that if there's a machloka between Rabbi Yose and Rabbi Yehuda, halacha ki Rabbi Yose, halacha follows Rabbi Yose, so we would be machmir over here, and we would view that all of the women who came together, they would be tameh and not tahor, because if it only had one hiding spot, there's no way they could all have hidden from the goyim. So the Gemara says, "Hachi ashta? Is that even similar? Hatam vadai katuma. By the case of the two roads, one of them is tameh. It's for sure tameh. Whereas hacha, in our case, mi yemar de itme. How can you just understand a chazaka that the woman did something? There's no chazaka she did something to make herself tameh. Whereas in the case of the two roads, one of the roads is tameh. The Gemara says, "Bayi Ravashi." Amra lo nichbeti. If let's say she says, "I did not go into hiding, v'lo nitmeti, but I did not become tameh. Mau, meaning no one slept with me." So the Gemara says, what's the answer over here? Ki amrinan, mi amrinan, mali l'shaker. Do we say this concept? Why would she lie? Meaning, why would she tell us she didn't go into hiding? She could have said, I went into hiding and I didn't become tameh. Why did she say, I didn't go into hiding and I didn't become tameh? You understand the question? The question is, she could have said, I went into hiding and that's why I didn't get tameh. She didn't say that. She said, I didn't go into hiding, but I didn't become tameh. From the fact that she's saying, I didn't go into hiding, it's considered like hapesha asar, or hapesha itir, sort of. So therefore, why, maybe we could say, mali l'shaker, why would she lie? Or dilma, lo amrinan, or perhaps we do not say, mali l'shaker. So the Gemara says, umay shna, me'ahu ma'aseh. Why is this any different than the certain incident that happened? The Ahu Gavra, there was a certain man, the Agar le Chamra le Chavre, he rented out his donkey to his friend, Amar le lo tezil be'ucha dinar pekod, de ikamaya. Don't go down this path of Nahar Pekod, this river, because there's water over there, right? There's water by that spot, and God forbid the animal can die. Zil be'ucha dinarash de leikamaya. Go down Narash, because there's no water over there. What did the guy do? Va'azal ihu be'urcha dinar pekod. He went down the wrong path. He went down nar pekod on purpose, sounds like. Umit chamra. It doesn't say on purpose, but he went down that path, and the person, and the animal, the donkey, died. Ata lekamed Rava. He came in front of Rava. Amar le in be'urcha dinar pekod azle. Yeah, I went down nar pekod, but mihu lo havu maya. There was no water. He made up a story, said there was no water over there. Meaning, he said, yeah, I went down that path, but there was no water over there. So it wasn't the water that killed the animal. So Amar Rava, Mali Leshaker, Rava says, okay, why would you lie? Meaning, what could he have said? He could have said, I went down the right path. Nobody knows which path he took. And he could have said, I went down the right path. From the fact that he said, I went down the path that the guy told me not to go down, then we should believe him wholeheartedly if he says there's no water there. So why don't we say the same thing in our case, that we would say, Mali Leshaker. If the woman says, I didn't go into hiding, but I'm not Tameh, then why don't we say the same thing? Mali Leshaker, why would she lie? So the Gemara says, the guy could have said, I went down Narash. I didn't go down Nihar Pekod. And so that's why, and there was no water. Abaye said to him, Mali Leshaker b'makom edim lo amrinan. We do not say Mali Leshaker, that why would the person lie in a situation where there are edim, where there are witnesses. And in our case, by the case of water, since we know for sure Nihar Pekod always has water, it is considered as at a level as if there's edim, as if there's witnesses. So he says to him, you cannot say Mali Leshaker here. Why would the person lie? There must be it must be that there was 100% water, and so we cannot say why would the person lie in such a situation, right? That's what the Gemara is trying to say. So the Gemara says, Hachi Hashta, is this even similar? Right? Is this case even similar in our way? So hold on. Meaning we cannot adduce this machloket, and the renter, for example, the person who's renting the donkey, cannot be believed to say in this situation that, oh, I took him down the wrong path, but there's no water, because we know for sure there was water over there. That's what Mali al-Shakir doesn't work over here. So Gemara says, Hachi Ashta, is even similar? Hatam vadai ika edim. Over there was for sure witnesses. Why? The ika mayab, because there's always water on Nahar Pekod. So it's like witnesses. Whereas Hacha vadai itme, but what? By the case of the woman, we're going to say she for sure went and became Tameh. There's no for sure over here. So Chashashahu, it's only a worry we have. Ubimakom Chashasha Amrinan. And in the case of Chashash, when we worry, we say Mali Leshaker. So in this case, the Gemara is ending and saying, why would we worry? We would not worry in this case. We would say Mali Leshaker. Why would she lie to us? Why would she tell us that she didn't hide and then say that she didn't become Tameh? So therefore, it must be that she did not do anything and she would be Muter Lebala. The Mishnah then said, if there is one witness, even a slave, even a maidservant, she is believed, right? Let's go back to our Mishnah. She is believed to say that she did not do anything in the city, right? If the siege comes in. So the Gemara says, even one's own maidservant would be believed?
Yeah.
We have a contradiction. This is a case from Masechet Gittin. The Gemara over there says, if a person is undergoing divorce, lo aleinu, and the Gemara over there says, lo titiached imo, they should not go in private together, ela al pi edim, unless there are witnesses, v'afilu al pi eved, even if it's a slave, v'afilu v'al pi ish shivcha, or a maidservant, chutz mishivchata, but not her own maidservant. Why? Mipenei sheliba gas b'shivchata, because they are too close to one another. They're too close. She's too comfortable with her maidservant, so she doesn't mind sleeping with her husband that she's undergoing divorce with, even in front of her. So that's why we see over here from the Gemara and Gittin that a person should not, cannot have her maidservant testify. It cannot be her maidservant. So Amar of Papira, Papi says, "Bishvuya hekelu." By a case of a captive, we are more lenient. We allow even one's own maidservant. That's answer number one. Rav Papa says, "Ha b'shivchad dida, ha b'shivchad dide." No, the difference is if it's her maidservant or his maidservant. Yes, we don't believe her maidservant, but we would believe his maidservant. "U'shivchad dida lo mehemna." The Gemara says again, her maidservant we would not believe. We said that a person cannot testify about themselves. What can we infer? But the maidservant of the person can testify for her. So it's a machloket. So the Gemara says, Shivchata nami ki'atzmat dami. Someone's own maidservant is considered like their own person themselves, and so therefore they would not be able to testify for the person. Meaning a married servant cannot testify for their master, for their owner. Rav Ashi Amar, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. Ha veha b'shivchat dida. Both cases are talking about one's own maidservant. V'shivcha michaza chazia v'shatka. The maidservant sees the incident, sees what happened, and she stays silent. So the Gemara says, Hatam, over there, where's over there? In the case of Gittin, right, the woman who goes in seclusion with her husband and the maidservant is watching, the shtikata matirata, her staying silent would permit her husband, permit the woman to the husband. Lo mehemna, we would not believe her in that situation. Whereas Hacha, in our case, by the case of a shivuya, a captive, Dishtika osarta, by her staying silent, would make her forbidden. So therefore, mehemna, we would believe the maidservant in that case. Meaning he says it's both talking about the maidservant of a woman, but in the case of Gitin, we would not believe her. In the case of Shivuya, we would believe her. So the Gemara says, Hashtanami, also now, Atya umishakra. Umishakra? Why don't you think that even now in this case, why don't you think that maybe if you bring your own maidservant, she'll come and she'll make up a story? So the Gemara says, right? Rashi says, Kivan de rachmala legvirta o de dachla mina atya umishakra ve amra tehora. She's going to come and lie and say that she's actually tehora. So the Gemara says, Tarte lo avda. She's not going to do two things wrong. Meaning, if she wants to stay quiet and not say anything and make a mistake like that, that's one thing. But she's not going to stay quiet and then come and say something and be a lie. So she'll either say something a lie, or she'll stay quiet, but she won't stay quiet and then come and say something. So she won't do two things wrong. That's very bad. Okay? Kihad der Mari bar Isaac. There was a story about Mari bar Isaac. Ve'amrila Chana bar Isaac, or Chana bar Isaac. Ata le acha bechoza, the father of these brothers, he took one of the sons away to bechoza somewhere else, and then the father died. This brother came back after some time, and he came to this other brother. He says, "Amar le pelog li b'nichsei d'aba, give me property, give me my inheritance, my some of the property from our father." So he said, "Amar le lo yadana lach, I don't know who you are. I don't recognize you." Ata le kamed Rav Chisda, he went in front of Rav Chisda. Amar le shapir kamar lach. The brother said, "Correct to you. He doesn't recognize you. You went away for a while. You came back. He doesn't know who you are." Dichtiv, as the pasuk says, "Vayaker Yosef et echav, v'hem lo hikiru Yosef." Right after some time, that the brothers came down to Egypt, he recognized. The brothers, but the brothers did not recognize him. So it's possible. When he left his brother's presence, he did not have a beard. But when he returned to his brothers, he had a beard. So you see that what? They didn't recognize him. Amar le zil aiti sahadid achuat. He told the man, "Go and bring a proof that you are this man's brother." So Amar le itli sahadei umistafinu minei de gavra alamahu. He says, "I have witnesses, but they're afraid of my brother because he is too powerful. He's too strong. They're afraid of him." So what happens now? The halakha changes now because he's too powerful. Amar le ledidei. He said to the brother now, Mari bar Isaac, zil aitinei at delav achuchu. Go and you bring witnesses that you're not his brother. So the Gemara, he looks back at him to the rabbi and he says, Amar le dina hachi. Is that the law? Hamotzi mechavero alav araya. Somebody who wants to bring out a law, he has to bring a proof to it. He's coming to try to bring money out for me or take out property for me. He has to bring a proof. He has to bring a proof that this would be his brother. Not I have to bring a proof that this is not my brother. So what does he answer him? He says, "Amar le hachi da'inyana lach ulukulu alame chaverech." This is the law with Dayanu, with the case of having to bring testimony. It is by you and by all of your friends who are powerful like you. Meaning when you're too powerful that the witnesses are afraid to come to you, then you have to bring witnesses. This is the halakha. The halakha would change. And this is also brought down in the Rambam. Okay, let's continue. Hashtanami, so too now, atu umeshakre, so too now, why don't we worry that maybe if he brings witnesses, they would come and lie. Why don't we worry about that they would come and lie? So the Gemara says, tarte lo avde. We're not afraid of that because they're not going to do two things. Meaning, one is for them to be silent from testifying the truth. And the second thing is that they're going to come and lie. It's either they're going to be silent or they would lie. They're not going to do both things. So therefore, we would not be worried for such a situation. So the Gemara says, lema katanai. Let's say this is a machloket tanaim. Zo edut, this testimony, which testimony? So Rashi tells us, Edut Zosha Shuvuya, that we said by the case of a captive woman, that we said everyone is kosher, even a man or a woman, a child. So the Gemara says that type of testimony, Ishva Isha, man or a woman, Tinoket Tinoket, a child, children, Avia Ve'ima, father or mother, Ve'achia Ve'achota, brother and sister, all are kosher. Avalo Bena Ubita, but not a son and a daughter. Lo Avda Ve'shivchata, not a slave or a maidservant. Ve'tanya Idach, there's another opinion, another baraita. Hakol Ne'emanin. Lehayid chutz mehim na ubala. Everyone is kosher except for her and the husband. It doesn't say all those people, the daughter and the son, the slave and the maidservant. It didn't say anything about those. So derav papi ve derav papa. Sorry, derav papi ve derav ashi tanai. The opinion of Rav Papi and Rav Ashi that they say that a shivcha, her own maidservant, is believed. According to them, it's a machloket tanaim. Whereas the Rav Papa milema tanaihi, according to Rav Papa, do we have to say that according to Rav Papa, who said that one's own maidservant is not believed, is that a machloket tanaim? Or maybe Rav Papa can fit his words into both opinions?
Amar lach Rav Papa. Rav Papa would tell you, Hitanya hahi, what was I talking about? What was this case talking about? That we believe, that we believe all of the women, when the woman is not testifying. We believe everyone when they're just speaking. Someone comes to converse, speak a conversation, and you overhear something about the person. So you understand that that must be true. So from the conversation, you understood that it's true. Whereas I was talking about a maid, the maidservant of the woman actually coming and testifying. That would be problematic. When Rav Dimi came, Amar Rav Chanan Kartigna Mishtay Maaseh. There was an incident. He related an incident. Ba lifnei Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, that came in front of Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Ve'amrila, and some say Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Mishtay. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi was relating an incident. Maaseh Ba lifnei Rabbi. A case came in front of Rabbi. Ba'adam echad shahayam mesiach lefi tumo. The person was just speaking. He wasn't testifying. Ve'amar, and he said, Ani ve'imin nishbenu levena avdei kochavim. Me and my mother, we were taken by the goyim. And what happened? He says, Yatsati lishov maim da'ati alimi. When I went out to grab water, I was thinking about my mother, I was focusing and watching her. When I went out to grab wood, da'ati alimi, I was watching my mother. I didn't let anything happen. And so therefore, v'si'a rabbi l'kehuna al-piv. Since it wasn't a testimony from one's child, it was just a conversation, rabbi viewed them as kohanim, and made her considered like a kohen, a kehuna, into the kohanim, from that testimony, from his mouth, not really a testimony, just from the conversation. So we see that if someone is mesiach lefi tumo, he's just speaking, we can view what he says as the truth. Baruch Adonai le'olam. Amen ve'amen.